I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, you, I appreciate you for pressing play. My energy is up, okay? My energy is up. This is one of these episodes. I need your energy in the right place. We're not playing around this year. Thank you for rocking with the Trent Shown Podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. If you haven't, please do these for me. The Trent Shown Podcast is spreading across the world even more, and that's because of you. That's because of your support. Make sure you follow at Trent Shown Podcast on Instagram. Tag me from the things that you share from this episode at Trent Shelton. Tag both of those pages and let's keep growing this podcast because the world needs more real. The world needs more peace. The world needs more people living in their power. The world needs more people living in their purpose. And that's the point of this podcast. I want to help you do all those things and I want to help you become a leader. I want to help you become better for those that need you to be. I want to help you make sure you make everything around you even greater. That is the purpose of this podcast. And I'm going to tell you, this episode is no different. This episode today, I believe, can really shift your mindset forever. If you really lock in and understand what I'm saying, and I'm going to take my time, it could shift your mindset forever. It can shift you into a perspective that is your power. That's the perspective that you deserve to be in. Because the truth is, most people are living in the past and they can no longer change and control. And that's why they can't experience peace and power in their life. They're too busy focused on things that don't deserve their focus. They're focused on things that happened 5 years ago, that happened last week. Take it a step further, it happened yesterday. And you're allowing those things that you can't control or change to feed yourself self-doubt, to feed yourself self-guilt, to feed yourself these things that don't serve you, and you are missing the opportunity, which is right now in this moment, to make yourself greater, to make your life better. I want you to screen record what I'm about to say. And I want you to share this to social media and tag me. I'm gonna say this loud enough for the people in the back. You know when your life is gonna change? When you stop replaying failed scenarios. When you stop allowing your past to make you feed yourself self-doubt. When you quit overthinking things you shouldn't even be thinking about. When you stop pressing rewind on the things that need to be deleted from your life. And I'm going to just keep it straight up with you. It is time to stop living in things that you can no longer do anything about. Why are you worried about something that is past its expiration date? We got to change this. And this is what I see in the best athletes in the world. The people that live in a high level, they have a short memory. They're not hanging on to things of 10 years ago that doesn't serve their life. They're not worried about the mistakes that they made last week. They learned from it, they grew from it, and they're gonna use it to create something better for their life. They're not worried about these things. And most people who are stuck in a place in their life, they're sitting here worried about things. They allow those moments to become their mood. They stack these bad moments, they allow these bad moments, these moments that of hurt, these moments of pain, these moments of whatever. I get it, you're a human, but you have to learn how to let go of these things if you want to grow. Your life is heavy because you're holding on to things that are weighing you down that you need to let go of. Learn from it, move on from it. You have to adopt, and I want you to listen to me. You have to adopt this that I see in the greatest athletes in the world. It is called NPM. Okay, write this down. This will shift your mindset forever if you learn how to do this and you start practicing this like yesterday. I tell my team that I coach, the athletes that I coach, that everybody on this team, it's a standard for my team. You gotta have next play mentality. You can't walk around when you're with your head down because something didn't go right. If you gave up a touchdown, you better not put your head down because that lets me know that you don't have belief in yourself that you can turn things around. That lets me know that you think that the game is over because a moment didn't go your way. That is life. And I want to tell you right now, my friend, listen to me. Moments aren't going to go your way this year. It's going to happen. But you can't allow those moments to control your mood. You can't allow those moments to control your commitment. You can't allow those moments to control your discipline. You got to have that next play mentality. That's done with. The person that did something to you, that's done with. The thing you launched and it didn't work out, that's done with. What now? What's next? And so I tell my athletes all the time, if you put your head down, you will be standing next to me, because I cannot rely on an individual that walks around with their head down when they have every opportunity to make it better. Pick your head up. And I'm talking to you. Pick your head up, my friend. I know things might not have went your way. I know maybe even this year you had all the plans and things are already seeming to fail or not go right. Pick your head up. And you put more belief in yourself. You trust yourself. You trust the process. As you know, if you've been locked into this podcast, the process sucks sometimes. The process isn't always sunshine and rainbows. The process sometimes is difficult. The process looks like losses sometimes. The process looks like setbacks. But you know what? Only you can hold yourself back with your permission. Can't nothing in this world stop you without your permission. Can I repeat that? Can't nothing in this world stop you without your permission. Pick your head up this year. You make a commitment right now to not put your head down. You're going to have down days. You're going to have hard days. But no matter what, you stand tall, you don't fold, and you walk with your head up. Because you can be proud of yourself. Just because something happened in your life that didn't go your way or didn't go the way that you planned doesn't mean you should put your head down. You pick your head up and you let nothing break you. Because you're unbreakable. And when you develop this next play mentality or this next moment mentality, as I call it also, you realize that you're unbreakable. Yeah, things might shake you. Things might come against you. Things might not go your way. You might endure some pain. You might endure some losses. But you are unbreakable. Because your spirit is unshakable. Things can try to shake you all you want, but you're not going to be rattled. You're not going to fold. You're not going to retreat. You're not going to go back to that old mindset that didn't serve you. You're not going to doubt yourself. We're not doing that anymore. Pick your head up. And I tell my team all the time, I say, hey, if something happens that didn't go your way, who cares? Next play. In the next play, you show that situation it was luck. You saw that man across from the man that caught that touchdown on you. It ain't happened again. That was luck. You might have dropped the ball. Man, that was very out of my character. It won't happen again. Because I'm not going to allow a mood to control my character. I'm not going to allow a moment to control my mood, which controls my character. Because there's so many athletes, and I'm going to relate this to you. But there's so many athletes that allow a bad play to turn into a bad game, and a bad game to turn into a bad season to turn into a bad career. They have no disruptor. The best athletes in the world have a short memory. The best athletes in the world have a next play mentality. That's why you can look and see an athlete shoot 3 threes in a row and miss all three, and they keep shooting as if they made all three. You know why? They're not worried about the three that they miss. They don't care. Their mindset is the next shot, next play, next opportunity. Their mind says, let me shift the momentum, because all I need is one opportunity. All I need is to make one shot to shift the momentum. And you listening to this right now, you might have had some missed shots this year. You might have had some failed situations this year. But all you need is a new moment. You're a choice away from a new moment. You're a choice away from a new beginning. You're a commitment away from a new life. You know how we get down. You're a choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life. All you need is a new moment. So own it right now and say, you know what? I might have had some mishaps, some mistakes, some missteps, but it's okay. Because one thing is understood, I'm going to shake back and I'm going to bounce back. I have a short memory. I can't do nothing about that. I can't do nothing about whatever happened, but I can do something about this. I can do something about my right now. Because I got that next play mentality. I got that next moment mentality. I'm going to own the next moment. I'm not going to allow the next moment to be dictated by previous moments. I'm not going to bring the energy that past moment tried to give me into my next moment, because that's how I bring and create the same results. That's how I create a routine. That's how I create energy. That's how I create momentum that doesn't serve my life. When I allow previous moments, previous things, previous days to dictate how I show up today. So my friend, I know I'm passionate right now. But I know how much this can change your life. When you decide to say, I'm not going to allow these past moments, these past things, these things that suck to control how I show up. I'm not going to walk around with my head down and feel sorry for myself anymore. Because something happened as if the game is over. I pulled one of my athletes to the side a few months ago when we was in season. I said, bro, you act like the game is over. They scored a touchdown. That's what they're supposed to. It's football. It's going to happen. You act like the game is over. You still got three quarters left. What you tripping on? And that's why I said, you don't believe in yourself. Because if you truly believed in yourself, you would have a short memory and say, it's not happening again. I promise you that, coach. It's not happening again. And we still gonna win this game. If you listen to me right now, you got more. You got more to your game of life because you're listening. You got that heartbeat. You got breath in your body. You got more to your game of life. And some of you have already gave yourself a death sentence. When you got more to your game of life, when the shot clock hasn't ran out on your life and you sitting there saying it's over because of past moments, don't you know you are a choice away from a new beginning? I want to reiterate that. You are a choice away. You're a decision away from a new destiny that you can influence. You're a decision away that says, you know what? From here on out, I'm not going to stack moments of negativity. I'm not going to stack moments of sadness. When I go through these moments, I'm going to learn from these moments, and I'm going to say next moment, next play. And I'm going to bring the energy that I want, the perspective that I want to this moment. You're in control of that. And I know it's hard sometimes when you've been going through so much. I know it's hard sometimes when you've been let down so much. You're like, Trent, well, I've tried to do that, but I've been let down. Every time I go to a new moment, I've been let down, let down, let down. But you know what you're in control of? Picking yourself back up. And every moment you got to tell yourself, I'm picking myself back up this year. I'm picking myself back up and I'm not retreating. I'm not surrendering to things that are, I'm not surrendering no more. I'm not doing those things no more. I'm not walking around my head down no more. I'm not quitting no more. I'm not doing that no more, because what's going to happen if you don't do it for yourself, ain't nobody else going to do it. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. The opposition, the other team, whatever that other team is in your life, it might even be yourself. It might be people. It might be your past. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, the other team, they ain't going to have sympathy for you. Like I told my young player, I said, hey, bro, the other team, just because you got your head down, guess what? They coming right back at you. Because they know you in your head. They're coming right back at you. They're going to try to make you take yourself out the game and quit. They see that your spirit is broken in this moment. They're coming right back at you because you got your head down. Pick your head up and tell them, come on, bring it this way. I want you to come back at me. Because I want to show you that it was luck. I want to show you that I'm built for this. I want to show you that I'm made for this. So come on, bring the challenge. I'm ready for it. And that's the mindset I want you to have in this world, man. You got to have that warrior spirit that says, bring it on. Yeah, you might have got the best of me last time. You might have pulled me out of my character last time, but it ain't happening again. I promise you that. Yeah, I might have launched something last time and started my business, didn't work out, it ain't happening again. Because I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep stepping up. Until the opposition gets fed up, you're going to quit before I quit. 60 minutes, as we say in football. 60 minutes, I'm going to be relentless. You might win the game, but you're going to feel me. And you're going to know who was here. I'm going to leave my mark. Every single day, you got 24 hours to leave your mark, right? You sleep some of those hours, you're working some of those hours, but every day you have a chance to leave your mark. And listen, the day might get the best of you. The day might win, because this is life. The day might quote unquote win. But you gotta make sure the day feels you and say, listen, yeah, you might have won today, day. You might have won today, situation, but you feel me. You know what you're up against. And I'm bringing the energy every single day, 365. This time I'm bringing it. And I'm not retreating. You're going to feel me. You're going to know who was here. I'm going to make my presence felt. I'm going to leave my mark. And I promise you, if you develop this mentality, this next moment mentality, this next play mentality, where you say, I'm just focused on hitting the next shot. I'm just focused on the next thing I got to do. I'm just focused on my comeback. I'm just focused on my bounce back. I'm just focused on this. If you have that mentality, nothing can stop you. That's the mentality of those that are legendary, my friend. That's the mentality of those that are legendary, and you are legendary. And I know you got that mentality somewhere in you, because you're still here despite everything you went through. So it's in you. But I need you to embrace it. Stop feeling guilty for embracing that warrior inside you. Yeah, stop feeling guilty for embracing that confidence inside you. I want you to walk into your highest self. And by the end of this year gonna feel you. Yeah, you're gonna leave your mark on this year. This year gonna feel you. No matter how this year goes, one thing is for sure that's in your control is this year is gonna feel you. You are gonna leave your mark. There are games in football in my career that I lost by a lot. But you know what? The coach said it, and they're, the opposing coach and the opposing team, man, Trent Shelton is the real deal. That DB said, man, Trent Shelton was a lot to handle. He is great at what he does, because you know why? The whole 60 minutes, I'm bringing it. If I drop the ball, oh well, I'm bringing it the next play. If we lost the game or we're losing, I'm still bringing it, because it's a mentality that does not waver in the midst of adversity, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of things not going my way. My mentality will stay solid. And that's what you have to have. Some of us, we allow the moment to control our mood too much. Right? We allow things in our past to control how we operate right now. You can't do that anymore. Stop talking about last year. Stop talking about your sad story. Stop talking about what that person did to you 2 years ago. It is done. We in the next moment. We in the next season. We in the next level. We in our next right now. Why are we worried about last season when we in this season? You can't win championships. Oh, man. Here y'all go. Here we go. You can't win championships off of last year. You can't win championships off of last season. So why are we talking about it? Why are we worried about it? This is a new you. You got a new team. Even if your team is you, yourself, and I, those three people are new. You're not the same individual. You are a beast now. You're more than a conqueror. You have that victorious spirit. You ain't backing down like we talked about last episode. You standing your ground. It's different. So I don't care if your record was piss poor last year. I don't care if you lost a lot last year. You might have lost a lot. I did. But this is the year. Nah, I'm winning this year. And even though, even if it don't say it in the scoreboard, I'm winning this year. You're going to know who Trent Shelton is this year. This world's going to know. The things that I show up for is going to know. You're going to feel my presence. I'm going to make my presence felt. I am going to leave my mark just like you. We leaving marks this year. We leaving footprints on things this year. We ain't stomping on people now. I ain't telling you to stomp somebody out. But we leaving footprints on things this year. Our mark will be seen this year. They're going to know that you showed up this year. They're going to know that you're around this year because your energy is going to be different. Your mindset is going to be different. You ain't walking around with your head down feeling sorry for yourself. You walk around with your chest out, head up, back straight, 10 toes down, solid. That's who you are this year. No matter what comes against you, what storm, your foundation is strong. Your foundation is resilient. Your foundation is cemented with the power of God. You ain't backing down from nothing this year. That's how we rocking this year. And we go on every single moment. No matter what happens, we're going to say, okay, next play. Oh, I missed this shot. Okay, next shot. We good. We ain't focused on the misses. We focus on the makes. I'm going to tell you something right now. When you focused on the next shot in your life, whatever that is, guess what? You give yourself a chance to win. You give yourself a chance, as I call it, to shift that soul momentum. If you watch sports, you know momentum is the invisible superpower that changes games. And momentum comes from an energy. It comes from belief in the team. No matter what the scoreboard says, the team believes deeply that they can still win. And the momentum shifts. You can't shift momentum with a poor self-pity spirit. It doesn't work. When teams get blown out in sports and they never shift the momentum, yeah, that team might be better that day, but the momentum never shifts is because they developed a self-pity spirit where they feel sorry for themselves, a quitter mentality, a quitter spirit. But when you have a team that is built on certain principles, that's, oh boy, this is episode right here, man. Y'all got me. That stand on certain standards. That stand on certain standards. And they say, no matter what the scoreboard says, this is our mentality. We will never believe that we can't win until the game is over. And if the game is over, we're going to win our next. But that mentality builds that momentum that shifts things. And that's the mentality that you got to have. That builds that winner spirit. And I want to tell you this. Nobody talks about the misses when you win. Nobody talks about the misses when you start making them shots. And no matter if they're talking about it or not, who cares? You don't allow your mentality to be wavered. You don't allow your belief to be compromised. You don't allow any of that, because guess what? You stand solid on I'm making this next shot, and you keep shooting. You keep shooting, because when you start making these shots, that's all they talk about, because now you didn't put yourself in position to win. You didn't put your family in position to win. Some of you got families, man, and you're walking around with a poor spirit. And I feel you. I'm not discrediting what you're going through, but you're a leader, man. You're a leader. And that poor spirit becomes contagious to your kids, to your spouse, to people around you. And they looking to you for guidance. You the superstar player on your team. And the teammates are looking to you to see if you still believe. And you're the one that can shift the energy. No matter what's going on in your household, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on in your marriage, no matter what's going on in your finances, they can still look to you and they can see belief in your eyes and they can say, man, we good. So when people look at you, can they see that they still good? When you look in the mirror, can you see that you still good? That's something that I make sure of myself. And listen, I have my days. I have my days because I'm a human being just like you. When my kids look in my eyes, when wifey looks in my eyes, when my team looks in my eyes, you know what they see? They see a warrior. They say, man, we good. We got Trent, we good. When my teammates, when I play football, they look in my eyes and say, we got Trent, we good. He gonna make a play. He gonna make a play. We all right. As long as we got him on our team, we are okay. And that's what I want for you. As long as they got you, everything's gonna be all right. As long as they got you, everything's gonna be all right. And I wanna tell you, my friend, everything is gonna be all right. It's next play, next moment. The shift is coming for you. But you gotta start that momentum shift. Everything is gonna be all right. And I know you're worrying about things in your past. I know you're worried about things in your future, but you're missing the opportunity to shift the momentum right now. Everything is gonna be all right. This episode is so full of fire and passion. Because I see so many individuals walking around with their head down when they are the one that people are looking to for guidance, when they're looking to for confidence, when they're looking to for belief. And I know sometimes it's a lot of things to carry, a lot of responsibility. But I think some of you have forgot who you are. It's a reason why people are looking for you and to you. Because you are the one. You are the one. You have the most responsibility because you are the one. When things go into panic, you are the peace. When things go into disarray, you are the structure. When things go to fear, you are the faith. You are the one. Pick it back up. Your belief, your faith, your confidence, pick it back up. You lift your head up right now. And you make a commitment to yourself and say, I will never put my head down again. I have nothing to be ashamed about. I have nothing to be down about. You have a life. Sometimes, and this is kind of off the subject, but sometimes we have our head down so much that we don't look around and see how blessed we are. Some of you have forgot how blessed you are. Even if it's just breath in your body, even if it's just the opportunity to play this game, even if it's just the opportunity to have another chance, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Pick your head up. And I want you to start programming your mind to say, next play, next moment. And I want you to bring relentlessly the spirit you want into the next moment. And even if the next moment don't shape out the way you think it should shape out, then guess what? You bring your spirit into the next moment, into the next moment, into the next moment, till it becomes a lifestyle of you. It becomes a lifestyle that everybody knows you are not folding. The only thing that's folding around you is laundry. That's it. Your spirit ain't folding. Your mindset ain't folding. You are unbreakable. You are unshakable. Not because you have some crazy superpower. It's because you made up your mind that I'm going to bring the right spirit into my next. Whatever that is, I'm not going to allow the past, the previous. I'm not going to keep pressing rewind to justify why I should feel right now and go back to old moments. Hell no. We're going to bring the spirit we want into our next, into our now. The time is now. The time is now for you to step up and be the person that you were destined and created to be. I don't know what convinced you to be different. I don't know who told you to be different, nor do I care. What I care about right now is you walk back into your power and you hold your head high and you make a commitment to yourself that says, no matter what happens in this moment, I am not gonna fold. No matter what happens in this moment, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to walk into my next moment courageously. And whatever comes against me, whatever opposition, whatever obstacle, whatever challenge, life in general, knows that I am not backing down from anything that comes my way. And I will not quit on the things that I've decided to be committed to. Because truth is, most people have turned their back already on their commitments. Already on their commitments because things ain't going the way they wanted to go. I told y'all this early this year. It's not going to go the way you want it to go. We can't control the game of life. We can't control what the game of life gives us, but we control how we respond. We can control how we respond. We can't control what life gives us. We can't control what happens. We can't control what people say to us, but we can control how we respond. I tell my players that all the time, my athletes, you can control how you respond. You can't control them making a play sometimes. It happens. It's sports. It's life. It happens, but you can control how you respond. You're going to respond with your head down or you're going to respond with your chest out. Which one? Which one? And I know you. You responded with your chest out and your head up. You gonna respond with resilience. You gonna respond with greatness. You gonna respond with relentless effort. Because when you become relentless, it's game over. When you become relentless, it is game over. My friend, them failed scenarios, let that stuff go. The mistakes that you made, that you keep revisiting, do not go back again. Those things you kept pressing rewind on, replaying the tape that doesn't serve your life, stop pressing rewind and press delete. Because we're about to create something new. You're about to create something new. You're about to live in your power. You're about to live in your peace. You're about to live in your purpose. But like I tell you, I think that every single episode, man, hey, these cell phone episodes, I'm going to be real with you. There's just something different about them. Now, I like recording on my microphone in my studio. It's just something different about these cell phone episodes, man. I don't know if y'all felt this energy, but I need you to hit me up if you did. Because this is what I'm on all 2024. I need to know that y'all with me. Please share it. Please like it, subscribe, do all the things for me. It takes maybe 2 minutes of your day. But I need to know y'all with me, man. I appreciate you. But like I tell you, at the end of every single episode, you know who it starts with. It all starts with you. It all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. make sure you get in my inbox at Trent Shelton Podcast, okay? At Trent Shelton Podcast, and leave questions for me. A question that you might want me to answer on the next episode, or leave topic ideas. Like, get involved with that page, man, because I'm here to serve y'all. Next play mentality, next moment mentality. This will change your life if you put it into action. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.